A girl with her mother lived in a wigwam on the edge of the village. She was a very handsome girl, but extremely proud, and would not accept any of the boys. They proposed to her through the mother, and the mother was terribly annoyed with her. Well, one day, they're out collecting wood, and they have gone a long way from the village. And while they are collecting the wood, a terrific darkness comes over them. Now, this wasn't the darkness of night descending. When you have a darkness like that, there's some magician at work somewhere. So the mother says, well, let's gather some bark and make a little wigwam, a bark wigwam for ourselves, and collect wood for a fire, and we'd just spend the night here. So they do that, and the mother falls asleep. And the girl looks, and there's this magnificent guy standing there with a wampum sash, glorious, and feathers, and all this kind of black feathers. He says, I've come to marry you, and I'll await your reply. She accepts the guy, and the mother accepts the man. And he gives the mother the wampum belt to prove that he's serious about all this. So he goes away with the girl. She has acquiesced. Mere human beings weren't good enough for her, but here's something that really, so she's in another domain. Now the adventure is marvelous. She goes with him to his village, and they enter his lodge. The people in there greet her, and she feels very comfortable about it and all. And then the next day, he says, I'm going off to hunt. So he leaves the lodge, and the door is closed with a flap. There's a flap. When he closes the flap, she hears a strange sound. So there's the whole day, and she's just in the hut. And as evening comes, she hears that strange sound again. And the door flap is flung off, and in comes this prodigious serpent with his tongue darting. And he puts his head in her lap and says, now, you must search my head for lice and things like that. And she finds all kinds of horrible things there and kills them all. And then he withdraws. And in a moment, after the gate door has been closed, it opens again. And in he comes, the same beautiful young man again, and said, were you afraid of me when I came in just now? No, she said, she wasn't at all afraid. Next day, he goes off to hunt. And then she leaves the lodge to gather wood. And the first thing she sees is an enormous serpent basking on the rocks. And then another, and then another. Then she begins to feel very badly, very homesick and discouraged. Then the evening, the serpent, and then the man again. The third day, when he leaves, she decides she's going to try to get out of this place. So she goes out, and she's standing in the woods thinking, and a voice speaks to her, and she turns, and there's a little old man there. And he says, darling, you are in trouble. The man that you've married is one of seven brothers. They are great magicians. And like many people of this kind, their hearts are not in their bodies. There is a collection of seven hearts in a bag that is hidden under the bed of the eldest to whom you are married. You must go get that, and then we'll deal with the next part of the adventure. She goes in and finds a bag of hearts and is running out, and a voice calls after her, stop, stop. It's the voice of the magician. And she continues to run. He says, you may think you can get away from me, but you never can. And just at that point, she hears the voice of the old man. He says, I'll help you, dear. And he's pulling her out of the water. She didn't even know that she was in water.
What does that say to you?
That's to say you have moved out of the hard land, the solid earth, and are in the field of the unconscious. And she had pulled herself into the transcendent realm and got caught in the negative powers of the abyss, and she's being rescued now by the upper powers. What you have done has been to elevate yourself out of the local field and put yourself in a field of higher power, higher danger, and are you going to be able to handle it? If you are not eligible for this place into which you put yourself, it's going to be a demon marriage. It's going to be a real mess. If you are eligible, it can be a glory that will give you a life that is yours in your own way.
So these stories of mythology are simply trying to express a truth that can't be grasped any other way.
It's the edge, the interface between what can be known and what is never to be discovered, because it is a mystery transcendent of all human research. The source of life. What is it? No one knows.
Why are stories important for getting at that?
Well, I think it's important to live life with a knowledge of its mystery and of your own mystery. And it gives life a new zest, a new balance, a new harmony to do this. I mean, therapy and psychological therapy, when people find out what it is that's ticking in them, they get straightened out. And what is it that life is? I find thinking in mythological terms has helped people visibly. You can see it happen.
How? What does it do?
It erases anxieties. It puts them in accord with the inevitables of their life. And they can see the positive values of what are the negative aspects of what is positive. It's whether you're going to say no to the serpent or yes to the serpent. It's easy as that.
No to the adventure?
Yeah, the adventure of being alive, of living.